Home Slice Audio.
Hello, everybody. No.
Hey, everybody. God, how many years?
I don't know,
you didn't even get it right on your first try.
I've tried
the first opportunity.
I know. I've tried to put it out of my mind every week.
You do not. Think about this. It's your favorite part of the day. Favorite part of the week, right?
Well,
here.
Well, it is my favorite part of the week.
Yeah, for sure. God, I don't even know. I'm mad because why does insurance have to do this to us? It made you so mad, you even used the R word.
Well, they had to pay for their advertising.
You even used regulation, Rob.
That'll make it better. Let's get the federal government involved.
What I'm talking about is, before the podcast started, I was just complaining because my insurance went up on everything. 60%. That's insane.
Yeah.
Without even like a letter of, hey, this is going to happen. Because I'm sure they don't send the letter because they're like, oh, hey, if we send the letter, then they're going to drop us like a hot rock and go somewhere else. Like, yeah. We wouldn't notice. You know, that's what makes me so damn mad right now. This podcast isn't about insurance, but it is about drinking when you're angry.
We should have a drink, maybe.
At this point. God. All right. So, when we had Robin or Dan and Gabe in here last week, if you listen to that podcast, there is a moment in there. Well, it's right at the beginning of the podcast, too, where Dan spilled his water just everywhere. And it was quite funny. He had to be here.
Is the chair still?
I'm sure it has to be. I titled that podcast, The One Where Dan Wets His Pants. And I thought, wait a minute. I can't have it called that. So if you saw that change about 3 days into the podcast, I changed it because I didn't know if that sounded mean or not.
The great water bottle incident.
Yeah, maybe that's what I should have called it. But anyway, so I had to change the title. All right. What have you been drinking over the past week?
Appreciated that.
Anything good?
I got a bottle of Wilderness Trail from my sister and a group of nurses here.
Oh, that's the they have different iterations too. They've got your regular bourbon, the rye.
Yeah, this is a Kentucky straight. I'll bring it in.
Ooh,
we had it.
We've had it before. Yes,
we tried it over at Justin's.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, it's pretty dang good.
Yeah, I tried some of that the other night.
Just been the norm for you? The Jack Black and occasionally branching out to Wilderness Trail? Is that what it's been for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? I had a pour of the Yellowstone 100 the other night again. I went back and visited that one and decided this time to do it with some water. I've been drinking it neat. I've been trying to do everything neat. And I might go back to just putting a couple drops of water and stuff again now, too. And it was delicious that way. I can tell by your face you're going to be excited for this one, too. This is going to come in the second half, though. All right.
Okay.
Because what's my favorite part about doing these podcasts, Rob?
Coming in the second half.
No. My favorite part is finding cool stories about whiskey that no one would generally know about. And I think I have to give credit to, I think this was a Forbes article that I came across that was talking about this. So that's going to be coming up here in a little bit. And I haven't tried it yet, but you just did. And
well, it was the first swallow. You got to take that one with the...
You know, I'm wondering if we should start doing that. Because I in a podcast a while back, we talked about before you start drinking or trying anything new, you should always get your mouth ready to go with like an 80 proof something, like a Buffalo Trace or, you know, even a Jack. Just that first sip to tell your tongue, hey, we're about ready to do some fun stuff, right? I keep wondering if
speaking of coming in the second half.
I keep wondering if we should do that. I don't know because you took that first sip of this and you were I didn't like the way your face was. So now
I was going to say yeah. I don't think you normally care for it anyway.
Okay. There I'm ready.
I think the second drink will be better. I like the smell. It smells sweet.
It does smell really sweet. Speaking of something that's kind of cool and unique, and I love finding stuff like this too, even though I don't know because I haven't tried it, so I shouldn't say it probably isn't going to be very good. But back in 2020, there was a fire in Colorado. It was called the East Troublesome Fire. It was near some big ranch in Colorado. And there's Locke & Company Distilling, which I've never heard of.
Locke & Company?
Locke & Company Distilling. No, they... decided to make something positive out of this. I mean, this huge fire, I guess, was pretty devastating. Got right up to this huge ranch, but the ranch was saved. So they worked with the ranch and the land that was on there, and they took the charred aspen trees that were burned up in the fire,
sure,
and made discs out of them. And then took their whiskey, put it 2 years in an oak barrel, 4 months with these charred aspen discs, and finished it in a wine port barrel. And then raised money for the fire department that
saved their ranch.
Yeah. It's called, the name should have been workshop just a little bit. It's the Sea Lazy U Ranch East Troublesome Fire Aspen Aged Dry Whiskey. Hard to ask for that at the bar, well, right?
That's a mouthful.
It is. The Sea Lazy U.
And we got people, you know, bringing Elijah Craig barrel proof to ECPB or BP.
And I don't even, yeah.
And even then, I got to think about what those initials stand for.
This would be the CLURETFAARY. You don't spell whiskey with an R. W would be the last one on there. Sea Lazy U Ranch, East Troublesome Fire, Aspen Aged, rye whiskey.
Yeah, I would have.
I can't imagine what
it. Couldn't they just call it Troublesome?
And yes, that's what they should. It should have just been Troublesome Whiskey.
Troublesome Rye.
That's just a great cowboy whiskey name. Well, totally.
Not all us marketing people are dummies.
Aspen tree discs, charred aspen tree. God, I wonder what kind of flavor that would add. Because I think this all total, it's about a 3 year age statement on it by the time it's all said and done. So those
well,
3 years.
They didn't care about them that much then.
No, probably not. You could let it just go one more year.
People.
We're going to pull this out after three. All right. Another story that I had, and again, these pop up, God, every 2 weeks, I suppose. But this guy is an expert. That's why I wanted
just
to talk about
ask him.
This guy named Chris Blattner. He's the executive bourbon.
Should have troubleshot that one a little bit, too.
He's the executive bourbon steward, the founder of Urban Bourbonist. Have you heard of the Urban Bourbonist? That's a great name. Good job, Chris.
They thought about that one a little bit.
Yes, the Urban Bourbonist.
All right.
He's also the executive director of the Bourbon Charity, and he has a YouTube channel that's called the Urban Bourbon Hour. I love this guy already. I love all the, that's not quite alliteration, but sort of.
Yeah.
Favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, no, I get, yeah,
his,
heard that from you.
His whole deal is, what can you get inexpensive that tastes as good as the expensive stuff? Which there's an article about this every week. Somebody will do this.
Everybody's got this list.
So can you guess just one of the three on there? Can you guess?
Buffalo Trace.
No, that's not it.
Wild Turkey 101.
Nope. Good one with a Wild Turkey though, but that's not it either.
Ancient Age.
No. Oh God. No. I'm surprised, Rob. I'm surprised you didn't go right to the...
Is it the Jack Daniels?
No.
No.
You didn't go right to the Evan Williams Bottled in Bond.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of his three that's on there. The other one is the Old Granddad Bonded.
That was the other one I was thinking about, the old, not the Ancient Age.
No, the Old Granddad. That's what I thought you might have been referencing instead.
That's where I was trying to get.
And then the Old Forester 100 Proof is on here, too. I didn't realize that's that inexpensive, the 100 Proof, just the regular Old Forester?
Well, that's not just the regular Old Forester.
I thought that was.
I don't think so. I don't know. I think it's 40, 45 bucks.
Okay. Well, compared to, yes, your higher end anything, that is a good deal then. But I still will, I'll go to my grave saying that Evan Williams Bottled in Bond, if you're ever looking for a really cheap,
if you're ever down on your luck.
You don't even have to be down on your luck.
And you... No, no.
I have two bottles of it at home.
That doesn't surprise me either. it for the price, I mean, it's good.
It's like $18, $19, and it's delicious.
Well, you buy the small bottle.
It's the $7.50. God. that's what Rob considers the small bottle of whiskey. Anything that's $7.50 or smaller.
Well, if you're, go big or go home, you wouldn't need two bottles of it if you bought the $1.75, is all I'm saying.
Old Forester, speaking of. They are you familiar with their 117 series called the High Angel Share?
I don't know. I'm not.
I didn't either.
I did have the 1924 again yesterday. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I saw you poured a very healthy glass of that at about 2:30.
I poured some of it back in. It was for a video.
I know. I was in the video.
I'm a world famous TikToker now.
You are now. You're a TikTok influencer. You did a trend, Rob.
I did. I'm a trendy.
I didn't even put that on our. I should have put that on the Whiskey at Work TikTok. I put it on my own. I'll have to put that on the Whiskey at Work one. That would have made more sense.
Did you do the one where the good stuff happened at the end?
Yes. At first I didn't, because I was like, God dang it, Rob. And then I'm like, it was funny. I had to leave it on there.
I live to make you uncomfortable.
So you can either go to Houston on Cat. That's my TikTok. Or you can go to the Whiskey at Work Facebook page. The TikTok is on there. And it's a trend that's currently happening that you and I are now a part of.
Yeah. I've got no idea who that dude is.
I don't either. Hozier is his name, but I have no idea. The song is, I don't even care. Honestly, I don't care at this point. It was fun to do, but I don't care about this guy. Whatever.
I know. I showed it to my wife. She just shook her head.
I know. My wife did too.
I bet those aren't words you ever thought you'd say.
Hey
honey, I had to make a TikTok today.
How'd that feel saying that, Rob? Did it feel good? Do you like those words?
Well, I've got to, since I'm an influencer, I've got to.
I get it. And there's going to be more of these coming because now we have an extremely young staff of people on your side of the hall that love making these things.
Yeah.
So we're going to be a part of them, buddy.
The problem with that is they also like being the audience in it while we were doing these things, which makes
me. Oh, it's hilarious. I love the fact that we were doing it and all three of them come over to watch as it's happening.
Yeah, but, I make you uncomfortable, but you, did theater stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with you making contact with me while we're doing these and then turning around and literally blowing in my right ear, Rob.
I thought you'd like it.
That I wasn't a fan of.
Yeah, you kind of dug it. I kept leaning back in.
No, I did not.
Let's do another take.
Oh, that's
wasn't that you?
That's such a lie.
I swear to God, though, you kept saying, I think I can do better one more time.
Okay.
Okay.
Shut up. High Angel Share first came out back in 2021. So I guess these are because of the low yield barrels. From Old Forester is where they're pulling this stuff out of. It's 110 proof.
Why is it called the 117 series?
I don't know. I didn't see why they called it that. They've done different versions of this.
110 series?
The High Angels share was the first, and now it's making a return here in 2024. Burnt orange in color, caramelized citrus, brown sugar, oak, and pumpkin on the nose.
Really?
Oak and citrus alongside hints of caramel and coconut on the palate.
Sounds like something you'd like.
The finish is long with notes of caramel and citrus.
But not pumpkin?
$60 for a 375.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe.
I can still see you buying it. I think you absolutely would buy
you
it.
You bought the Crab Trapper for...
I did.
How
I
big
paid,
was that?
That was $65 for a 200. Yeah. 200.
You shan't be making fun of me.
And I still have a little tiny bit left if anybody wants to try it.
Next
I've been
one
saving
comes
it.
Up here.
I think it was, I don't know if
you
it was.
You have to go through that to get to the good stuff.
That was the deal we made there for a little bit. I don't remember who it was from Sioux Falls that had said next time they were out here, they wanted to reach out and try it. One of the guys from Dakota Whiskey Territory. So I said
Dustin, I think, wasn't it?
Maybe Dustin or Eric, one of those guys. I said, if you're out here, man, I've saved it for you. You got to try it. So we'll see. All right, coming up, the story that I found today about our neighbor to the west that has, I don't know, just has one of the best the best quips or comebacks in it.
Just a that big middle finger from the other side of the
absolutely.
Country.
All right, that's what's coming up.
The Daily Slice offers essential podcast updates for Rapid City and the Black Hills, delivering local influence news alongside vital national and global stories. With fresh episodes every morning, it's your perfect start to the day. Don't miss out. Subscribe to The Daily Slice on your preferred podcast platform.
And we're back. It's Whiskey at Work. You can probably just leave that. I can probably add 15 to what was there. You didn't have to change that.
Heard,
I can do.
I've seen you with the math.
But I'm good at time. Because I've been in radio my entire life, so time is a clock to me. I'm like a savant when it comes to a clock. Okay,
You forgot the first part.
No, I deliberately left that part off. So that's what I am when it comes to time. All right. So.
It's not what I.
I know it isn't. Scanning through some articles about whiskey today.
I'm kind of digging this.
After that first, the smell on this I love. Absolutely love. It's surprising, and I'll tell you why here in just a second. But this story comes to us from our friends in Wyoming, from Wyoming Whiskey. And an expression that they put out that's called Outrider, which I know we've had this bottle for a while.
It's kind of like a Bob Ross happy accident.
Sort of. And I think we got this from last year's Whiskey Fest.
Yeah, I do think it's one that we...
is where we pulled it from.
Maybe nabbed after the fact.
And I didn't look at it twice. I saw limited edition. I'm like, well, we're going to take that bottle because if it truly is a limited edition, we want to make sure it's one that we have. But
it's
I never
to be one that's gone.
It is. We're almost finished with it. And I never gave, you know, two thoughts really about it other than we've talked about it. Wyoming Whiskey's shaky start. They've kind of turned it around. They're now owned by the same company that owns the Macallan in Scotland. So that's a huge deal. I mean, these guys are now...
Is it the Macallan?
The Macallan. It's just like the Glenlivet.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought there was one and not the other.
Nope, there's both.
It's the Wyoming Whiskey.
The Wyoming Whiskey. God, they should... You guys go ahead and use that if you want to. That'd be a great play on whatever. Just keep the bottles coming our way. So a co-founder, David DeFazio, wanted to include rye in the lineup, which I think
most distilleries, you know, in order to fill out their lineup, they have a rye product for sure.
Yeah, and
some more than one.
Right, and some are obviously better than others too, for sure.
Certainly.
Their head distiller at the time, their then distiller, Steve Nelly, David DeFazio said, look, I want you to develop one of these for me.
And he said, I don't want to make a rye.
Yep. He's like, I don't want to do this. I'm not interested in it. I don't like it. I'm not going to do it. But when you're the co-owner, slight encouragement comes your way.
I bet it was right? Slight.
I guess it was about a year of constant badgering.
Do this or pack your crap.
I guess, why would you have to badger? I mean, if I'm the owner and you're my distiller and I say, here's what you're going to do, I don't want a year of negotiation right. out of it at yeah. this point, right?
We could have had it in a barrel for a year
yes,
by now.
Exactly. The distiller then decided, yes, I'll do it. So in late 2011... God dang, almost 13 years ago.
It seems like just yesterday. Yeah.
100 barrels of Nally's rye and 200 barrels of bourbon made with rye were put in the barrels and laid out. The co-owner said he finally agreed to do what I had asked him to do a year ago. And I didn't fire him, which I probably should have done.
And then he did it and packed his bags and moved it.
Well, and this guy, this Steve Nally is a Bourbon Hall of Fame inductee and a master distiller. He did leave Wyoming to go back to Kentucky to be with his family. When you see that this guy's in the Hall of Fame, you think, okay, so maybe he knew what he was talking about, though, too. Maybe he didn't want to make a rye because, I don't know.
Well, maybe he was no good at it. I mean, obviously, this would argue against that, but...
How...
You know, there are certain things that you could be a master of and then still suck at this segment of it.
Is it though, or don't you kind of? I mean, yeah, obviously we're not distillers, or
if you don't have your heart in it, maybe you don't.
Maybe that's it.
You know,
I suppose you like anything creative, you want to be passionate about what you're making.
Well, and if maybe he's like me and doesn't really like rye whiskey. I mean,
that could be too. In 2016,
he did a good job with this one.
In 2016, the barrels were ready to be bottled, but the new distiller, by the name of Sam Mead, was checking the composition of the whiskey. And he discovered something that he said it was just a little bit off. He said there was something not right about this. It's supposed to be a rye, but the composition and the math and the chemistry, it's not quite adding up like it's supposed to. So he said, I called Steve Nally, the old distiller, and asked him, hey, I want you to know that the rye you made is fantastic,
but it's not a rye.
But it's not rye because you only used 48% in your mash bill.
Missed it by that
much. Or did he? Because the comment that came out of Steve Nally's mouth was, I told you, I didn't want to make a rye. Oh, my God. I absolutely love this.
I'm guessing that he's fairly lucky that it came out as good as it did, that would have been a contest.
Oh, it could have been. I mean, there could have been.
Adjective.
Yeah. There could have been lawsuits. There could have been.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could have gone south in a hurry, right? DeFazio said, yeah, it wasn't rye. He said, but it was absolutely delicious. And since it didn't have the 51%.
Couldn't be called a rye.
You can't call it a rye. So they had to come up with a different name. So this is literally in its own category. And like I said, what we're drinking is the Wyoming whiskey called Outrider, which is a limited edition. That I think they have another, expression of it coming out this summer. Is that what you read?
Yeah, I think it was, there's something supposed to be coming out in June 2024 for 80-ish bucks.
Okay. Then what you'll notice on the bottle is the way that they spelled the word Outrider. So it's Outrider, and the rye, the R-Y is a play on.
Well, and it makes perfect sense for being in a Wyoming whiskey where the Outrider is the dude on the horse that runs the flank on the cattle drive or whatever to make sure that the strays don't go wandering off. I mean, it's an actual...
It's a thing.
It's an actual thing, and it's especially indicative of Wyoming when, you're going to ride a long ways before you run into Wyoming.
Well, and it's kind of indicative of cowboy attitude as well. All right, this guy's like, you told me to make it, yeah, so I sort of made it, but I didn't want to make it. Good thing it turned out okay.
Yeah, I made it the way I wanted to make it, and
yep,
ta-da.
It's funny though, because R-Y could be, since there's no E at the end, since it's almost rye.
It is almost
see,
rye.
It's almost rye. That's that.
Well, if you put another E in there, it wouldn't fit on the label.
That's true. There have been six releases of this. Yes, and the seventh is coming out in June. $85, though.
That's a little steep.
Boy.
Especially for an almost dry accident.
An accident. But I'm in drinking it, we talked in the first segment of this, you took your first sip and you grimaced a little bit. But again,
it's 100 proof.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been drinking water all day.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's tasty. It smells good.
Good for you, drinking water all day.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get less fat.
This is, we've talked about different ryes, which would be a good place to start if you're going to drink rye. I know for me, it was the Redwood Empire is where I first had my first taste of a rye that I really, really liked. Because it didn't have that rye spiciness that is the reason why a lot of people like to drink the rye whiskeys. This doesn't either. It's a hint of that spice.
Well, it's because it's only 48%.
Right. But it's amazing that 3% or it can make that much of a difference, I guess. Because this just tastes like a...
We don't have any Coors Light in here, Brad.
This just tastes like a... I don't know. How would I define it? It's like a good... It's just a solid.
It's like a high rye bourbon. You know what I mean?
There we go. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Yes.
I mean, it's you can certainly tell that it probably started. He probably was going to make a bourbon no matter what. But there's probably not enough corn in it to call it a bourbon.
So well, obviously,
there's probably some wheat and whatever in there. But then the rye content on it boosts it up to the point where it gives it enough of that peppery spice that marries so well with the sweetness of the corn.
Yeah,
I mean it's a unique flavor for sure.
It's a hit, absolutely. And this is a bottle, I think, if you can find one this summer, this June. Again, that $85 price point is, but it's a limited edition. I understand that too. You've been doing this is your seventh one. So, I don't know. Maybe you can drop that back a little bit if you're going to keep doing this. I don't know.
Just, maybe Wyoming whiskey folks should just send one up here.
Yeah, we could because we've been nothing but good to you over here.
Well, after the first one.
After the first, yeah. I mean, but again, you guys admitted that was a thing. That was a problem.
We have recommended it
right, to everyone. Yes.
In the bar. We made Nelson Eddy have some of it the other night when he was here.
That was the historian for Jack Daniels, and he thoroughly enjoyed it.
He really liked it. I had lunch with him the next day. He couldn't stop talking about it.
So, you know, when you have one of these bottles ready to go, your seventh one, we'll gladly talk about it again. And I won't make jokes about your Cowboys. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Still going
as long, as long as Chancey's not standing in the window.
Anyway, this is solid. This is good.
I'm surprised we found this in the.
I knew we had the bottle, but I didn't. And I thought maybe you had taken it home.
I thought it was downstairs, and I knew if it was downstairs, it was gone. So,
But yeah, worth getting your hands on it. And at that $85, you know. I mean, why not? This could be your splurge if you want to splurge and get something
that's
different.
It's worth giving it a shot, I think.
Yeah. It's called the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider, O-U-T-R-Y-D-E-R.
What year was this, does it say?
This does not have which one it is. No. I kind of wish they would do more of that on the bottles. If it's a yearly thing or bi-yearly thing or whatever.
Yeah, if it's a limited edition, what edition is it?
Yeah, throw that on there. Maybe this is one of the first, but it can't be if they've done six of them and we got this last year. There's no way.
Was it last year?
I think so. Anyway, it's delicious. Give it a try. It's Rob. It's Mark. It's Whiskey at Work. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Whiskey at Work. I am the producer and host, Mark Houston, along with Rob Henry. Our shows are engineered by Chris Jaquist, and the video and audio editing is done by our own Russ Haddon. If you like what you hear, we would love a 5-star review wherever you rate your podcast, and leave us a comment as well. It's Whiskey at Work on the Home Slice Audio Network.